Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend John Stanton. Oliver also celebrating his 21st anniversary with us. Professor of Food Marketing and editor of the Journal of Food Product Marketing and the college. I've lost the name of your college, John.
St. Joseph's University.
There you go, St. Joseph's University. It was a college 21 years ago, wasn't it?
It absolutely was.
Yeah.
Yep. They keep adding and yep. increasing their tuition.
Yeah, exactly. I need a website, John.
SJU.edu.
All right. And the books are Precision Target Marketing, Winning Marketing Strategies. He's got all the 10 rules there written on the stones. And also Delight Me, the 10 Commandments.
Listen, I want to celebrate our 21st anniversary. If someone emails me at jstanton@sju.edu, I'll send them a free book.
All right. We appreciate that. Thank you, John. So, folks, take advantage of that. John Stanton at...
It's Jay Stanton, J-S-T-A-N-T-O-N, at sju.edu.
All right, so take advantage of that, folks. Hey, John, we're talking about millennials and how they work with baby boomers primarily. There are five generations. There are actually five generations in the workplace right now. That's unprecedented in the history of the marketplace. And we've been talking about some of the things that you and I need to consider when we're hiring and employing and doing business with millennials. But there are also some things that we know that they need. They don't need to be disrespectful about or dismissive about. And those are primarily things that are fundamental. And if all the new things that they know how to do that you and I aren't natives about, we're not digital natives about, that they do so much better than us, if that's all they take into their future when you and I are pushing up daisies, if they don't take the fundamentals that we know that we can teach them, if they don't take those with them to add them to this new world, fundamentals are fundamentals for a reason. Their cash flow, for example, customer service, humanity, dealing with people, saying thank you, those are fundamentals that were good 500 years from ago, and they're going to be good 100 years from now. You can't dismiss the fundamentals, and they're only going to learn those from people like you and me.
Well, I sure agree with you with that, and I think they will. I think there's just a timing issue. I think what they're going to do is grow up in this business environment, and they're going to learn these fundamentals later in life than we might have.
But who's going to teach them, John? You and I are going to be gone. Let me give you a quick example. I go into an employee's office, a millennial's office, under my roof. I'm making their payroll, right? And I want to share some things with them that I've learned that I know will help them. And they look at me like, how long is this going to last? When is this guy going to leave me alone? You know what? I never would have let my boss know that I felt that way if I did, but it's all over their face. And what they're saying to me is, look, dude, I don't need to know anything that you know. I know everything. Leave me alone. And I'll tell you something. That is a terminal attitude.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. But I think there's some good news. And when I was in college, my father looked at these hippies. And he said, you know, the world is doomed. If we're going to let these long-haired, crazy people run the world, we might as well just forget about it. And, you know, we were probably part of those that hippie generation.
I was never a hippie. Unfortunately, I was never a hippie. I was too square.
I unfortunately was. Well, not to the extent that we saw them at Woodstock, etc. But you know, I had longer hair, and I was a fake hickey, a fake. So anyway, the world did go on, and these yeah. people ended up being in Congress, and they ended up being leaders of industry, and eventually they came around. They recognized that you couldn't wear all sorts of beads and have your long hair and have a career in business and or wherever they
right.
wanted to be. And that, I think that's what's going to happen, Jim.
I hope you're right. I think you probably are right, John. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here today. Thanks for 21 great years. Come back real soon.
Thank you, Jim. It's always my pleasure. All right, take care.
John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.